Good morning. This is a meeting of the Utah State Tax Commission. This meeting is being held at 9 o'clock a.m. on Thursday, February 14th, 2019. I say with a smile since I'm Commissioner John Valentine, Commission Chair. This meeting is being held in Commission Hearing Room 1025 at 210 North, 1950 West, Salt Lake City, Utah. Participating this morning are myself as Commission Chair, Michael J. Cragen, Commissioner, Rebecca L. Rockwell, Commissioner, Lauren C. Walters, Commissioner, and Scott W. Smith, Executive Director. Also need to note that Deanna Herring, our Deputy Executive Director, is also present. The first item on the agenda is public comment period for individuals who wish to address the tax commissioners on matters relating to a pending or reasonably imminent appeal to the tax commission. We've had one individual who was asked to have time this morning, and pursuant to a rule, we can have up to 3 minutes for that presentation. Gary, would you like to come forward and make a presentation? State your name for the record so we have that, okay?
My name is Gary Nielsen. I'm a business owner in Ogden, Utah. Today I'd like to talk about Administrative Rule R865-19-S33. In the state tax code, under Section 103, lessons aren't taxable or aren't subject to sales tax. And in Section 104, they're not an exemption to sales tax. So the only place that lessons are addressed are in the Administrative Rule. And so I'm here to request that the Tax Commission modify the Administrative Rule to give a clear definition of what they constitute as lessons. It doesn't say anything. It simply says lessons, private or public, and that seems to be fairly ambiguous. It doesn't give much information to the taxpayers or for the auditing division to determine what are lessons. I've suggested a definition to be any activity where active instruction is given to teach the skills necessary to participate in the activity. This commission does have rules that mention the instruction has to be activity in case of lessons, but it's not clearly defined. And then the second page of the documentation I gave you, it lists over 50 activities that are done in the state of Utah which are not charged sales tax. And but the difference is, it mentions in the admission and use tax statute that be charged for anything that's amusement, entertainment, recreation, cultural, or athletic activity. But all of the 50 items on this list are cultural, athletic, entertainment, recreation, or athletic activity. So lessons can be mental or physical. You can teach somebody math lessons, you can teach somebody dance lessons. You can teach somebody to do Bollywood lessons, which is cultural. You can teach language. So those categories seem to be conflicting in the statute on admissions and use tax, and it doesn't clearly say the first option ought to be that the to make the decision whether it's a lesson and then decide whether it's taxable or not.
Thank you very much. Any commissioners wish to make any comments at all regarding this presentation? I see none. Just be advised, the legislature has notified us that they are considering the revision of the tax policy in this area, so you may want to also contact the legislator on this issue. Okay, thank you. Next item on this agenda is approval of the minutes of January 24th, 2019. I recognize Commissioner Cragen.
I move that we approve the minutes of the meeting from January 24th, 2019.
Thank you. Before we take that motion, I'm going to go back to the prior agenda item. There was written materials that were submitted by the person who made the presentation. Those materials will be included in the minutes of this particular meeting. I should have done that when we were on that agenda item. And I'll take the motion that Commissioner Cragen has made. Any debate on the motion? Seeing none, I'll place the motion. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Rule that passes unanimously. The minutes are approved. Next item on the agenda is to approve the internal audit charter for the Utah State Tax Commission. And I'll turn to Commissioner Walters for a brief explanation and a motion.
We do have an internal audit unit, and
Under our procedures, the charter for that group should be reviewed periodically and approved by the commission. They have put forward this document, and I've reviewed it and I'm comfortable with it, and I recommend that we approve it, and so move.
Thank you. Questions of the moving party on this motion? Seeing none, I rule the motion's in order, and I'll place the motion. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
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 Any opposed? Rule the internal, the motion passes. The internal audit charter for the Utah State Tax Commission is approved by the commission. Next item on the agenda is to consider publication revisions. We have one publication that's being revised. It's publication 25, Sales and Use Tax General Information. Is there anyone in the public who has questions or comments on the publication revision? Seeing none, that completes that item on the agenda. It's not an action item. Next item on the agenda is commissioner's reports. Does any commissioner wish to make a report to the commission at this time? I'll give one brief one. We're finishing week three of the legislative session, and your team has been very active up on the Hill with a tax reform that's going forward right now. The debates have been all behind closed doors. We haven't seen the actual drafts of bills yet, so we're going to be surprised as much as everybody, I think, when it actually comes out. We were invited last week to answer questions regarding administration of various different types of tax types in the sales tax arena, and we did that, and we did that in front of the legislature's working group. Also, we should recognize that we've now had the first couple weeks of filings of the new income tax season, and we're now reconciling the withholding tables that we have made back in April to see how they matched up with the refund requests and the filings that are occurring. And I'd like to now ask the executive director to give a report on that as part of his executive director's report.
Okay, thank you. So and remember, this is just a reflection of the withholding tables. We changed them to reflect the impact that the federal legislation was going to have on the state, on our state return. So this isn't the actual tax liability, and doesn't reflect that. It just reflects the refunds that taxpayers are claiming. And it's kind of interesting that based on our tables, last year at this time, 68% of people who were filing were receiving refunds. This year, it's 68%. Exactly the same number of people are getting refunds. Last year, the average was a little over $400, and this year, the average is a little over $400. So I'd like to thank the economists who put the schedules together. And so what we didn't want to have is a spike in accounts receivable, because as we know, accounts receivable are painful for the people who have to pay and expensive for us to collect on. So we're still monitoring that, but we're hoping that we don't see an increase in the accounts receivable. And that's all I have.
Okay, thank you. Is there anything else to come before the commission? If not, I recognize Commissioner Cragen.
I move that we adjourn.
Motion to adjourn is in order. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? It'll pass unanimously. We're adjourned.